With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says they're reopening the public comment period on the future of the National Bison Range. That's in response to feedback the agency got earlier. Service officials will hold a public meeting in Missoula next week. Fish and Wildlife Service spokesman Ryan Mooring says the meeting is part of an ongoing scoping process for the National Bison Range's Comprehensive Conservation Plan.
That CCP, as we call it, is a 15-year plan that sort of guides the way that each refuge is managed.
This will be the third meeting hosted by the Fish and Wildlife Service to help the public learn about management plans that are being considered for the National Bison Range and areas within that refuge complex, including the Lost Trail, Nine Pipe, and Pablo National Wildlife Refuges.
We would recommend anyone that has a vested interest in the future of how the National Bison Range is managed to come out to this meeting.
The meeting is scheduled for next Wednesday, August 30th at 6 p.m. in the Missoula Public Library. Two similar meetings were held in June in Polson and Kalispell, each with a turnout of only about 15 people. At both meetings, people raised concerns about understaffing at the Bison Range, invasive weed management, and the status of special agreements between the Fish and Wildlife Service and the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes regarding co-management opportunities. Following those meetings, Mooring says there was a call from some of the project's cooperating partners to hold another meeting and reopen the public comment period, which had been closed June 19th. Concerns were raised by the CSKT, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, Lake County, and Sanders County. Public comments are again being accepted. For more information about attending next week's meeting in Missoula, or where to send comments, visit mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney.